Good evening, by the way. Hi guys, how are you?
Yeah, welcome. Good evening.
How are things? Like, what is the new thing lately?
I don't know in like popular culture, but I saw that Australia is banning social media for children under 16.
That is a good news, actually.
Yeah. But I think like a lot of people are against it, obviously, because they want to use social media.
But how would they enforce it?
It was like they're giving the social media platforms like a year to adjust to it. So it's like they make some like
no, like when we were young, like we would just say like, yeah, we are 18 plus or
yeah
something,
I think
you know?
probably they'll add some like age verification, like you have to show your ID or something,
To who?
like just the social media platforms, because they like said like in 1 year they have to like decide how they will do it or they'll like ban them completely.
Wow,
Yeah,
that's interesting.
yeah. So I think it's good.
It is not like for like there is something called YouTube Kids, so they don't have like a social media kids version.
I mean, I don't think kids should be using social media. They should be going outside and playing. Like, okay, YouTube Kids, okay, if they come home and they want to watch something, okay. But like, why do you need social media? Why do you need to post on Instagram?
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
Yeah.
Also, you know, YouTube Kids is not like, not all the content is kids friendly.
Really?
Yeah. For example, I follow an American YouTuber. So she was telling about the YouTube Kids and the, for example, you know, Mickey Mouse and these things, these people. So some people are making videos taking them, and now they're talking about like pregnancy and these things.
What?
Yeah. So
wait, what do you mean? Like they're in Mickey costumes, or like what do you mean talking about?
It is like cheap 2D animation, like very cheap.
And they just have like a voiceover.
I don't know, but she just showed some screenshots and that's it. Because you know the copyright issue and everything.
Yeah.
Because she is also a mother, she is active about these things, like what is happening and everything. So it's kind of bad, you see. Even like from outside, people would say, oh, it is YouTube, like let kids watch.
Yeah, but even YouTube is not safe. I don't know, I haven't watched like YouTube Kids videos. I just know they have like the comments disabled, like you can't leave comments
for kids
on the YouTube Kids videos. Yeah,
as an adult, like, you can, or nobody can
on those videos, like if it's classified as a YouTube Kids video.
Oh really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I think it's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in China also, they have something like this, like students,
yeah.
Children, they cannot have more than 4 or 5 hours of social media or something.
I mean, that's good, but I feel like it should be like they should not be able to use it at all, unless they're adults. Like, why do you need it?
Do you consider like a messenger app as a social media? Because many, according to law, I think it is a social media.
I don't know, but China have their own versions, right?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, because Messenger is connected to Facebook, right?
I mean, like WeChat, WhatsApp, and these ones.
I wouldn't say it's a social media, because it's, you're not really, like, you're not posting anything, you're just talking to people. But also, like, some random stranger can send you a message, and then bad things can happen, so.
On WhatsApp?
Yeah, like someone can find your number and then they start messaging you on WhatsApp. Or you might like join some WhatsApp group and then some random person from there messages you.
I don't know. It never happens with me.
I don't know. I got some like someone, like a scammer, was trying to call me on WhatsApp at like 2 in the night.
I mean, I think it has happened with everyone. Like,
yeah,
these
so it
things.
Can happen to like a child.
But they're so obvious, you know, like the accent is not like.
I mean, yeah, but can a child know? Can a child differentiate?
So what would the child do, huh? You ask like the credit card information, like, yeah, dad, can you give me your credit card details? This Nigerian prince is asking me some help.
Maybe they won't ask, they'll just like steal the card if they know where the card is. And then they're like, okay, this is it, like, here you go. I don't know.
That's true, yeah. Kids know all the secrets and they can just steal it.
Yeah.
Wow. It's scary.
Yeah.
But I think like, for example, to talk with your friends, how would you talk with them? Or like, it would force you to go out and meet them?
Yeah, that's true as well. I mean, you can send a normal text message, right?
Yeah, that's true. I forget about it actually.
Yeah. So, I mean, we have that for a reason.
That's true. Yeah. Or you can just call them on their number.
Yeah.
Wow. It would be interesting actually. What if Mark Zuckerberg gave them a lot of money?
Yeah.
You know? So who gave this thing? Is it the government or like the
I think yes.
The Supreme Court there.
I'm not exactly sure. I just saw they like passed a bill.
Wow. If it is passing the bill, it has to be through parliament, so the politicians.
Yeah.
Wow. I thought I would never say this, but this is the first time I'm agreeing to a politician and I'm saying they did a good work.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. Wow. In your opinion, which social media is the most toxic?
For a child or in general?
Let's say for a child.
Honestly, I'm not sure. Like, I think TikTok can be. I've seen like children post their own videos on TikTok.
Okay, and? Can you name me five and we can raid them?
Why would I have the children's account? Or you mean social media?
Yes.
There's not even like...
Why are we raiding kids?
What?
Why would I say to raid kids? Like, I want five kids and let me raid them. What the hell
I didn't
is this?
Hear raid. I just heard, can you name me five?
No. Name me like five social media. And we'll categorize which is the most toxic one.
Okay, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, Facebook. But do kids even use Facebook?
I don't think they are using Facebook.
I feel like that's like a cringe thing. Like,
this is like, oh, they will make fun of the one who is using it, actually.
Yeah. What else do you have?
What about Snapchat?
Oh, yeah. I forget. I don't use Snapchat, so... But yeah, Snapchat is also very harmful. Because, again, some random person can find you and then they start asking you for things.
What like, do you mean they can find you?
Like in...
I never use it, so I don't know
how
it is.
Yeah, in Snapchat there's like a quick add thing. Like it shows you like a list of people. Like you should add these people and become friends. Or like maybe you know these people.
I think it happens on every social media, right?
Maybe, but on Snapchat it's like...
It's quick. Just because it says quick.
It's a quick ad. Yeah. So you can just press like a button and then you can talk to them.
How do you mean by talk to them?
Like you can send a message or a video or a photo.
If they accept it or it is like a accepting thing or you just add them?
That's like a friend. But adding is like you just add so they're like in your message list and you can message them. But I'm not sure if like, I think you can have like settings where you can turn it off. Like not everyone can message you.
There's something like this on WhatsApp as well. Like nobody can like add you in a WhatsApp group.
Yeah.
Because you know, like, it was happening like this. Some random people would add you in some random groups, and then they would send some weird messages. And then someone would call you as a police, and they would say, "Yeah, you are in this group." It was like kind of a scam.
It never happened to me.
Yeah, it was happening sometime back, and it can have potentially big problems. Like, for example, some illegal groups, they can add you in those things. You understand me, right? And then, maybe government is looking for those people. You know?
Yeah.
They're like wanted people. Yeah. So now you are like, you're not related to them, but now you are related to them. You're in the middle of the.
Yeah.
So that's why it is the best to just stop this thing and say like they need permission.
Yeah.
So they have to send you a link and then you click on the link and then you add yourself. It is much better way, I would say.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we say like there's this thing called YouTube, Instagram, TikTok and Snapchat, right?
And Twitter.
Young people are using Twitter?
Yeah.
Like who?
There's like, I've seen like 11-year-olds
use it. 11-year-olds?
Yes.
And?
But then usually they get like banned. Like someone reports their account because they're so young.
Wait. So young people are not allowed to be on Twitter?
I don't know, but I've just seen like they get banned.
What was he or she doing?
Usually they just post about like maybe a game or like, you know, K-pop, like those types
I mean,
of people.
I totally agree. He should be banned. You know? Yeah. Yeah, look at my gif. Shut up. Shut up, man. Good loss.
Yeah.
I'm sure he was like, the person who got him banned was not like pissed because he's 11. It was the cringe content.
Yeah. So yeah, they do use.
That's weird. I think they don't use because they want to use it. They use because they want to know, like, what is going on there, you know?
Yeah. And maybe, like, their friends are using it. They want to, like, look cool. But
cool on Twitter?
Yeah, Twitter is not cool, so I don't know.
Like, all the obnoxious people who want to act all, like, oh, we are, I won't say woke. They are woke as well as the people who are anti-woke. Like, everyone is there just fighting. It's just like...
yeah. Everyone thinks they're the most smart person.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it is like they're all thumping each other's back. Yeah. Like, you're right. You're right. Yeah, brother, you're right as well. It's like a echo group.
Yeah.
You know? And it is like, you know, it is like a big playground. And there are many tables.
Mm-hmm.
And on each table, there is echo group. And time to time, they fight with each other.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they are automatically, like, moving. The ground is moving. And they're automatically coming together with each other. They're fighting with each other, saying bad things. And after one day, they will forget. 2 days, they will forget.
Yeah, yeah.
That's it. But, like, yeah, what? Which is the most toxic one for the kids? I don't think Twitter is toxic for kids.
No, it's not. I mean, yeah. I would say Snapchat is number one.
Oh, why?
Because like I said, some random person...
Quick adding.
Yeah, some like random person can add you. They can act like they're like a girl, the same age as you, or a boy, if you're a boy. And then like try to become friends and then eventually like try to get you to send things to them.
Wait. So let's say...
Like a 40-year-old man is like acting as like 12-year-old girl on Snapchat.
So why would a girl send... A girl something, like,
I
it doesn't make sense.
Or a boy, I don't know.
Okay. But like, why would you send some random person your pictures?
It's
even
not
if
random.
It is 13 or it's, 40, it doesn't matter.
It's not random, like, they become friends and they, like, take advantage of the young person and their emotions.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Snapchat is,
and
like,
they use, like, catfish pictures of, like, a young girl.
I
so
mean,
they create, like, some trust, you know, like, yeah, this is me, like, what do you look like?
Yeah, but, like, they can say, okay, send me another picture of yours.
Yeah, and they have a lot of pictures.
Yeah, but they can say, like, okay, write on paper this thing and then put it on your face and show me that picture.
Yeah, but most children are not that smart. Like, they're just like, okay, yeah, your friend.
Really?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah. Like, they don't think too much of it. Especially they don't know that like something like this is happening.
How young are those kids?
Maybe from 10 to like 14, 15.
Okay.
Maybe above 15 they would like know. Or like have some, I don't know what's the word.
You cannot just
like
call
awareness.
Them. Like, okay, you are that person. Let me call you and let me check.
You mean like a voice call or a video call?
Which one would be better? I think anyone would be better, like a
yeah,
40-year-old guy acting like a girl, like
yeah,
it's
but,
like a Red Riding Hood. She
yeah,
has to
yeah,
be
but,
as dumb as her, you know?
But he can use like a voice changer or something, you know? Like AI,
listen,
anything.
Listen. If the old man is so smart, okay? Let him be. I'm not saying let him be, but do you think like these guys are so smart? If he was so smart, he would get a girl of his age. Why would he be single?
No what? Girls his age want him. That's the thing.
Exactly.
That's what...
If he was smart, if he was smart and tech savvy, he would be getting girls
yeah.
left, right, and center. You get me, right?
I mean, what if he's so ugly?
Even if you're ugly, you can find some ugly girl.
Mm.
Yeah.
I don't know, but yeah. They
do
take...
voice call, do video call, much better, like... I don't know, like, it can happen, right? You can do video call on Snapchat.
Yeah, you can, but I think maybe they have, like, some excuse, like, my camera is not working or something, so
like,
I can't video call.
Yeah, yeah, your camera is not working. Which year were you born, huh? Like, come on.
Yeah, like, my camera is, like, broken or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So front camera, back camera, like, we have, like two
yeah,
cameras.
Yeah, both broken.
Both are broken? You're broken then. Just get lost. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, there is no way it's happening.
It's happening.
The kids are so stupid these days.
Yeah. I don't know these days, but like a couple of years ago, it was happening. I'm sure it is happening now.
Man, these kids are stupid.
Yeah.
Really? I mean, it's so basic. Okay, so what is the second one then?
I'm thinking between Twitter and Instagram, but Instagram is pretty bad because, again, you can just like message anyone you want, even if you have a private account. Like, even if they have a private account. And again, they can do the same thing as in Snapchat, like pretend you're someone else.
And the camera is still not working.
Yeah. And the microphone is broken.
The microphone is broken. Yeah. I got cold. I cannot talk.
Yeah.
Oh my
Yeah.
God, that's super weird.
Yeah.
And I have no mutuals. I have only like there's only like two friends.
Yeah,
And
on Instagram it's a bit harder to make a fake account. Like you have to have some followers and something so people believe you.
on Snapchat, it's not like this.
Yeah, on Snapchat you don't really have like an account. You have like a 3D character you can make, which like is supposed to
Like
look like you.
avatar.
Yeah. But that's it.
That is the most authentic thing you can do there, right?
Yeah.
No way, that can't be true. But don't see only like with the thing. What do you
I
think
mean, that's
about?
the biggest issue.
Are you sure?
You don't think so?
No, I don't think so. I think see pedophilia is a wrong thing, very bad thing. It's
Of course.
traumatizing for not the person but as a whole family, and I think it can also affect like even outside from family. It can harm like maybe the friends as well, you know. It can traumatize many people. It
Yeah.
is dangerous, but I think the brain rot, I would say only 1 to 2% children are getting affected by it. See, even one is too many. Okay, I don't say like okay, if even if it is one person, it is too many. I totally say that. And there should be like more,
Protection.
not protection. The law should be more dangerous.
That's also
Like,
protection for the kid.
no.
But it should be more severe, yeah.
Severe. It should be very dangerous. Like, even if they think like doing that, they should be made example out of the person,
Yeah.
because that's how it should be. Like, they are harming someone so innocent.
Yeah.
It should not be taken lightly at all, but unfortunately, things are not happening that way. I hope things would change in future. I think we all should ask for very strict laws for them.
Yeah.
Like, they should be physically also punished for it. Also, they should be mentally punished for it.
Yeah.
Why? Because if you're physically harming someone, you're mentally harming someone, justice should be same. Like, you give this much pain, you should get this much pain.
Yeah.
That would be justice, in my opinion.
I agree. Yeah.
So, but they are like 1% of the population. Like, we have a lot of children.
So what do you mean by brain rot?
Brain rot is like, the lack of focus.
You mean like a short attention span?
I would say it is micro attention span now. It's
I
very
mean,
bad. Short attention was like, we have passed that stage. I feel
yeah.
that. So also think about that, those things, because I think the first one is, as you have said, Snapchat, because it is easier for these things.
Yeah, and on Snapchat also, I think now you have like short videos, like similar to TikTok and Instagram as well.
Really?
Yeah.
So it is like SnapTalk now.
Yeah, because everyone wants to be like TikTok because they see like, okay, it's doing well, so we should also do that.
Interesting. So Snapchat is still like the worst one.
Yeah.
And the fifth one is Twitter.
Yeah.
And we have left as YouTube,
Yeah.
Instagram,
Yeah.
and that thing, what do you call TikTok.
Yeah. Okay, if we're also thinking about brain rot, then maybe I would say TikTok is second.
Okay.
Because that's like the OG.
Okay.
Yeah. And also like on TikTok, like I said, like young children are posting videos, so like so many random people are just seeing your child on the internet.
That's true. And like, they are just posting some random videos, or they are also telling details. Like we live, like, for example, if you watch like many videos of them, you can find their address or their school.
Like, yeah, I don't think they say it, but like maybe they take some video.
Yeah. Like if someone wants to like identify, they can identify like which school they go.
Yeah, okay, exactly.
And if you can identify the school, you can identify the area, and maybe they're making a video like, oh, I'm coming back to school or coming back to home.
Like a vlog video, then you're like showing.
So, showing everything, yeah. Right? So isn't it like?
Yeah, it's super dangerous. Yeah.
Mm. So third is Instagram.
Yeah.
And fourth is YouTube.
Yeah.
That's interesting. You know, a study happened. Many years back, I think it was 4 years back.
Okay.
And they rated these websites.
Mm-hmm.
So the first one was Snapchat.
Mm-hmm.
And it was about the brain focus, basically. So because of which application, the children are losing focus in the brain, you know, attention span and everything. Mm-hmm. So second was Instagram, because there was no TikTok.
Mm-hmm. I think 4 years ago?
Maybe it was 5 years ago. I don't remember.
But TikTok was there in 2019. I'm pretty sure it changed in, but, like, 2018.
Yeah, but, like, research was, like, a long-term research, so
they didn't take
TikTok into account. Maybe it was before. I don't remember the exact date when they published it. So the third one was, I think, Facebook.
Okay.
And the last was YouTube.
Mm-hmm. Did they have Twitter? In this?
I don't think so. They had Twitter because it was for young kids, you know. So they didn't account there.
But are young kids really using Facebook?
I mean, I told you it is old research, though. At that time, maybe they were using.
Maybe it I was think the, Facebook has always been cringe for kids. Like, oh, my parents are using Facebook. Why would I use Facebook?
I mean, it was once for kids, you know.
I mean, yeah, but a few years ago, it was not. For kids.
Yeah, but I don't know, maybe still they're a lot of people must be using it. I don't know for sure.
Okay.
So I think you're really on point with this. Wow. So finally something good is in there in Australia.
Yeah. Now I can go?
Guys, good night. Good evening.
Have a good rest of your day, I would
say. Have a good evening, you know. Enjoy your time. And when you're doing this, have some night routine, you know, wash your face, moisturize. Don't overdo it. Keep it simple, sweet.
Yeah.
That would be better.
Yeah.
I know people who overdo it and they look so ugly. Just keep it simple and you'll have a beautiful, shiny face after a week or two.
I would not say that.
Why?
It can take a month. I mean, depends on the person.
My skin is better, so. It takes me like 3 days.
You are not everyone else.
So, see. You have to level up to my you have to level up to my level, okay? That's what you have to say to everyone you're hearing. You have to level up.
Okay.
Say it.
No.
All right, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye.